Last month, a WBEZ investigation found that the Department of Children and Family Services routinely leaves kids in jail for weeks or even months after a judge says they should go home. That's after a recent Chicago Tribune series found that some of the residential centers the state uses are unsafe and poorly monitored. Ben Wolf with the American Civil Liberties Union says the root of both of these problems is a lack of mental health services for kids with special needs.
If the only place we can provide intensive mental health services is the kinds of residential settings we've been using, we're always going to have shortages.
The ACLU filed an emergency motion last month, saying the department is causing irreversible harm to the youth in its care by failing to find proper placement or monitor its residential treatment centers. A spokesman for the department says they are encouraged by the agreement and look forward to working with the ACLU. I'm Patrick Smith.